Hey friends, welcome back to Real Talk with Cynthia. This is your host, Cynthia Tamayo. I am so glad that you are here, whether you are in your car listening to this in the morning, in the afternoon, at home, whatever it is, make sure you have your listening ears on to actually pay attention. If you could take notes, take notes. But episode 2 and the title for this week is a great one. I have titled this Secure Your Greatness, and we're going to jump right into it. You know, I get excited that we start off these podcasts on Mondays because you guys know how Mondays can be. They can be rough. They can be tough. So we're setting the tone for our week. Hopefully these podcasts do help and do motivate you or encourage you in any type of way. And if they do, let me know. I would love to hear from you. There's polls here on the podcast. You can leave me a message or follow me on social media if you have any questions or if you have any suggestions for new topics. I am all open and all ears to be able to speak on anything. But let's get right started, you guys. I watched a reel on Instagram of this guy, I can't remember his name. He was speaking on how some people, or people who may know your flaws, right? Or who know mistakes or bad choices that you've made, or your weaknesses even. He was saying how you cannot let people take away your greatness. That's why the title today is a Secure Your Greatness. This can refer to a lot of different things, right? To imposter syndrome, to so many things. Friends, it happens to me. It resonates. Again, everything I share with you on this podcast, I apply it to myself first. And this is why I'm so passionate about speaking on it. Because if something can encourage me or, you know, just turn on a light bulb for me and be like, wow, okay. There's so many things in life that we have to be aware of. Once we are in a state of awareness and we can acknowledge things and be like, okay, hold on. Why am I acting like this? Why do I feel like this? What is causing this? It makes our life a little bit more easier versus you're going through all the emotions and wondering why so much is happening and you're not stopping to think, okay, hold on. What is the root of this? What is causing this? And today's title is tricky because, first of all, and let me know if this happens to you. If we ever make mistakes, which we do, right? I shouldn't say if. When we make mistakes, right? When we've made bad choices, right? We tend to be so hard on ourselves and we lack of grace. I'm first. Again, I'm guilty of that. And when we're talking about secure your greatness, it's because people, and let me say something, people who do point out your flaws or your weaknesses, right, or judge you. Remember, anybody who is so focused on doing that is going through something themselves. Because I'll tell you what, if I sit here and just spend my time focused on what you're doing or what you're not doing or pinpointing your mistakes, what room does that give me for improvement? What room does that give me to grow? But a lot of times people will focus on others' mistakes, on others' flaws, and they'll remind you of them. Right? They'll remind you of them. People who are holding on to the past and who are like, well, you did this. Well, don't forget you did this. People will do that. And guess what? Not even just people. Sometimes we do it to ourselves. We make a mistake. You know, we fail at something that we tried. We weren't the greatest parents, whatever it is in your relationships, in a friendship. I've been there. And I'll tell you right now, I'm guilty of it. A lot of times we will stay focused on the mistakes that we've made, on the bad choices that we've done, right? On things that maybe we didn't accomplish that we wanted to. And we stay so focused on that and we think that because we have made those mistakes, because we have not completed something or we didn't meet a goal that we wanted to meet or we had a plan and it didn't work out, we stay stuck to that and focus so much on that, and consciously or subconsciously we use our mistakes, our past, and we start slowly burying all the greatness inside of us. I want you to think off the top of your head right now, what are five things that you're great at? What are five things, or five great things about you, whether things that you do, whether who you are as a person? Are you loving? Are you smart? Are you funny? Do you have a beautiful aura energy? You know, are you great with people? Are you, whatever it is, I want you to think of five things. We so often focus on what we're not doing. We're focusing on what we do not have. We focus on what your life could have been. You focus on only if we would have. Only if in the past I would have done this. Only if I wouldn't have done this. Only if I wouldn't have not made that mistake, you know? And we are our worst enemies and our worst critiques. And you will have people who come in and will remind you of it. And that's where you need to check as well. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounding yourself with people who are pushing you, not reminding you, hey, you failed here. No, say, you know what? You're here. Let's go. Keep going. What do you have to do? What kind of life do you want? Okay, you want to be wealthy. You want to be financially free. You want to attract the right partner. You want to be a better parent. You want to pursue a degree or a career. Then what do you have to do to get there? Instead of saying, I mean, yeah, you know, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know, I know we all had dreams, but you know, life happens. You know, you have kids. You know, life takes a different turn. Be careful with the people who are stagnant. Be careful with the people who tell you, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You're good. You're good where you are. Just be grateful where you are. Or the people who say, look, you made all these mistakes. Like, you know, there's no way, you know, you had a baby too young. Like, there's no way you're going to change your future. Now you have to worry about your kid. Or, you know, you're kind of getting too old to follow your dreams. You might have to think of something else. Why am I digging so deep into this, friends? Because, again, we are our number one critique. We are our own judge. We judge ourselves so much. And it's crazy to think of how we are so hard on ourselves. And we let past mistakes, we let other people come in and highlight negative things. You know, bad choices that we've made. Maybe they'll highlight things that we're not great at. You know? And we hang on to that. And we slowly, again, start burying and putting all of our greatnesses, sometimes even forgetting about the greatness in us. We can't do that. We cannot do that. The most valuable ways that we can contribute to the world, you know, and our greatness is for us to, number one, recognize it so that then we can teach the next generation of how to own their greatness. You know, far too long in this world, the way this world is now, it's crazy and it's sad. Because if we would just focus on what we're great on or great at, and yes, okay, this is what we made a mistake. I didn't do this. Now, what can I do now? Kind of what I talked about last week on last podcast, you know, what is it that we're holding on to that doesn't allow us to take that next step in our life? Is it the imposter syndrome? Is it that we're listening to other people and we're holding on to that? It's like they say, people can compliment you, right? Until you give you a compliment, you're like, oh, wow, thank you. But if somebody says something mean to you, something negative to you, tell me what you're going to hang on to. Why are we like this? I don't know. It's the way we've been taught social media. It's, you know, it's crazy, friends, because when you really take time to work on yourself, to try and understand life a little better and say, wait a second, why? Life shouldn't be like this. And obviously it goes back, right? You have to go back on to your family, your parents, their parents. And that's where it kind of spirals, right? But if you're here right now and you're listening to this podcast today, I am so, so grateful for your life. Because you are craving something else. You are wanting something else. You're wanting to evolve. You're wanting to grow as a human being. And let me tell you something. Let me be that person, if nobody has told you, that you are amazing, that your past, that your mistakes, that your bad choices, that your failures don't determine who you are. Don't determine what you can be, what your future can be. If you're listening to this right now, it's because there is greatness in you. You want more out of life. You have more to give. It's a beautiful thing. We have to own and secure our greatness. Well, you're asking, Cynthia, how can I secure my greatness? I don't understand. I'll tell you. Again, be aware of who you are surrounding yourself with. What are you listening to? What are you dedicating your time to? This is a crazy thing to talk about, you guys, but this is so, so true and so legit. The other day, you know, I've been listening to different types of music, and there's some really good songs that I've just had on repeat. And I was going to get into a state of like meditating and journaling. And I'm like, let me put some music on, you know. Sometimes I will put meditation music, but I was just wanting to hear, you know, these songs that I am obsessed with. And I calm myself and I'm like, all right, okay, what are the lyrics to this song? This is not what I want in my life for sure. And you might think, Cynthia, you're being so crazy. You're being so, you know, you're doing too much. You're being extra. But you guys, I'm telling you something. I know for myself, at my age, almost 45, my birthday's in like 16 days. You know, I can sit here and cry about what I didn't do or what I should have done when I was younger or what I could have done differently. Or I wish I can go back and change so many things. But tell me, what good does it do for me to stay reminiscing on that or feeling sorry for myself to a degree? Or when you make a mistake and then people judge you and you stick and you stay to that and you forget about all the greatness you have. It's a sad thing, friends. It's a sad thing because it happens. The mental health, us battling within our own head is so crazy real. This is why a lot of people just stay on social media and don't want to think about what they have to do to be better. But I'm telling you right now, you have so much greatness in you. Every single one of us was created individually and uniquely. Every single one of us has different talents, has different points of views, has different perspectives. That's why we're individuals. But we all have greatness. Don't stay focused looking on social media and seeing, man, I wish I was her. I wish I was him. I wish I was as successful as them. Why can't my life be like that? That doesn't do anything. The reality is we are in charge of our lives. We are the ones that really call the shots. Because guess what? Something people cannot do or control is what you think, what you speak. Like, how are you talking to yourself? Are you talking to yourself in a positive way? Are you talking to yourself in a negative way? Either way, whether it's positive or negative, guess what? You are listening. You know, some people say affirmations. Say affirmations every day. And trust me, I'm with it. And I have my affirmations. But what good is it if you say these affirmations and you don't believe it? I want to tell you today, friends, if you remember anything, secure your greatness. Because you are great. You have so much greatness in you. And if you say, Cynthia, sure, name something. I really can't name anything. Dig deeper. I want to tell you right now, Your past, again, does not determine who you are as a person. Your past does not determine who you will be. Yesterday is gone. Today, we're here. Tomorrow is never for certain. So what can you do today to grow, to display your greatness? Whether it's you just being a kind person, whether it's you just being caring, you might get crazy ideas. You're like, oh my God, I thought of this idea. Has that ever happened to you? It happens to me all the time. I'm like working on something. I'm like, ooh, what if I do this? Ooh, what if I do that? You might be great at singing. You might be great at, speaking, you know, you might be great at mechanics, at working out, whatever it is. There's so much. Do me a favor. And if you want, write it down on your phone in notes or write it down in a journal. And start highlighting the greatness in you and protecting it. Because other people's opinion of you shouldn't matter. You have to believe in your power to make your own dreams come true. When we have imposter syndrome, we have worked hard to make others' dreams come true, and we are so good at reaching, you know, so many things that maybe few would expect. However, when we think about making that happen for us, we're often scared, you know, because we think maybe I'm not good enough. Because I never did this, because I didn't graduate, because I had kids young, because whatever it is, your excuse. It's time that we put those excuses to the side. Because let me tell you something, babe, it's up to you to turn your life around. I can sit here and be like, man, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me in my life? You know, I'm a good person, you know, why? And your subconscious is probably telling you, and it's happened to me, I'll be honest. Been like, you know what, Cynthia? Well, you didn't do this. You haven't done this. Remember when you made this bad choice? Remember when you made it again? Remember when you didn't learn? Remember this, this, and that? So many things, right? That's where we have to choose and pick of what we're telling ourselves. You know, when somebody compliments us, you know, we have to stop, you know, minimizing or dismissing it. I'm guilty too. If somebody gives me a compliment, thank you, but that's not true. Like, it's just like we can't accept it. We want to live a life. We dream about certain things, and we dream about the life we want and the way we want to feel and the peace that we want and everything. And who is the only one stopping us? Us. So it's time to put all the negatives, put all the past bad choices or bad decisions or mistakes or whatever it is, put them away. You can't do anything about it at the moment. That's, again, the past is in the past. Right now, what can you do to take, even if it's one small step? If you haven't listened, I definitely recommend you to read Atomic Habits. I have to restart that book again. Small little things. That goes with our mental as well. Start complimenting yourself. If you do affirmations, look at your in the mirror and say, you know what? I love you. You are great. You are great. Because the only person you're going to be with for the rest of our lives is us. So why do we continue to take to the heart everything everybody says to us, and they're taking away from our greatness because they're highlighting it, making you feel insecure, making you feel little? No. We understand that we're all human beings and we all make mistakes. There's not one perfect person on this earth. This is why we're here. This is why you're listening to this. This is why I'm speaking and applying it to myself. Self-growth is a daily thing. And to start to take that step towards whatever you want starts with doing what you're doing right now, listening to this podcast, maybe sharing it with somebody, start reading a book, start journaling, start doing one little thing different every day. A lot of times we want to just jump and from one day to another, we want to see results, just like the gym, right? Like I started going to the gym today And I wish I could just go and walk out of the gym already looking and feeling like I want, but that's not how it works. It takes time. It takes dedication. It takes consistency. How am I eating, right? That goes the same for anything, even in your self-love, self-development journey. We have to take one day at a time. And I'm going to end it with this. Be careful with what you're saying to yourself. Secure your greatness because you are great. You have so much greatness in you. You're so valuable. You're so worthy. And understand that whatever is in the past, that doesn't determine who you are now. Because you're listening to this right now. So you want more. You are great. You naturally have that desire for more. And you're worthy of it. Write it down if you have to. What is it that you want in your life? With you personally, how do you want to become a better person, the best version of yourself? So that you may also be an example and share that with your kids, your grandkids. And we can stop this generation of insecureness, of not feeling worthy, of people just highlighting our negatives. We got to turn all those negatives into positives. It's all up to us. I appreciate you tuning in. I hope today's podcast was of encouragement to you. I am so passionate about this. Like I said, everything I share with you, I take it in for myself. It's so healing to me. It's really crazy because it's just, as human beings, again, we get so caught up and we get so busy with life that only if you would take time to just listen to a simple podcast, read, journal, give ourselves at least 20, 30 minutes of the day just for our mental health is such a game changer. So I encourage you to continue. I believe in you. I see the greatness in you. Again, I would love to hear from you guys. Comment here in the podcast or wherever you follow me on social media. Let me know if this podcast was of encouragement to you. I really would love to hear more about you guys. And again, if you guys do have a question or have a concern or just a suggestion on topics, I'd be more than happy to read them, to listen to them, and hopefully be able to, you know, bring you more valuable content. So I appreciate you. Again, this is your host, Cynthia Tamayo. This is Real Talk. We are real talking every single week because life is too short. We got to just kind of, you know, attack the areas that need to be attacked so that we may be able to grow. So with that being said, friends, I appreciate you again. Continue working on you. Continue being real with you. Protect and secure your greatness. I'll see you guys next week.